First Mishnah Yevamos, first Mishnah in Seder Noshim. Chameshes v'noshim poitres tzoroseim v'tzol tzoroseim v'nachalisim v'nagibim at seifa oilam. The rule is, if a woman is married to a man, they did not have any children, and her husband, Achmon Litzlan, was nifter, and he had a brother, so now she's gukur le'yovam, she's required to either be meyavim, to have her brother-in-law be meyavim her, or the chaylitz. Those are the two options. Now, that is in a normal case. If the relationship between this woman and the brother is usur because they have some other isur aside from being eshezach, aside from being his sister-in-law, they have other isurim. For example, if his daughter married his brother, so that's halachically kosher marriage, but now that his brother died without children, his daughter is the one who's supposed to be misyabemis. The Torah says the isur of eshes ach of a sister-in-law is permitted. The isur of a daughter is not permitted. So since this is an isur kares, and isur kares is a type of isur which kedushin are not toifes, therefore just like kedushin are not toifes in a daughter or isur kares, so to the yibum is not toifes, and therefore there's no yibum. That's stage number one. So bekitzer, if for example, we'll say there's 15 examples. We'll take example number one of the mentioned mission is bitoy. Reuven's daughter married his brother Shimon. Shimon died. There's no Yibam. What happens if Shimon, his brother, not only was married to his daughter and another two wives? So there'd be room to say, the daughter, it can't be Miyabim, his daughter. Let him be Miyabim, the wives. No, that's called Tzorois. The entire household is potter from Yibam. And therefore, not only does he not marry his daughter, but he does not do Yibam to his daughter's second wife. Co-wife. What happens to their three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, Levi? Shimon was married to Reuven's daughter. Shimon died without children. So what happens now? So Shimon, who died, has two wives. Reuven cannot do Yibam to any of them, like we said before. His daughter is Aser, and the Tzara is also Aser. Shimon can marry the one of the two. What happens if Shimon marries the Tzara? Shimon marries the Tzara. Sorry, not Shimon, Levi. Levi was the third brother. Levi marries the Tzara. Shimon died. He was married to Reuven's daughter. And now, Reuven can't do anything. Levi, the third brother, marries the Tzara. Call her Rachel. Then, unfortunately, Levi dies without children. So now we say Chiddush, that since this co-wife, we called her Rachel, was also for our first man, Reuven, to be Miyavim. Why? Because she was a co-wife together with his daughter. That woman is also for him as an Eshezach Loilam Void. Memele, not only is she a Surah, but if Levi, the other brother, married her, and even married another wife, this woman remains also to Reuven, and not only does she remain also to Reuven, but her co-wife, her second wife, that's together with her in Levi's marriage, is also also to Reuven. That's called Tzaras Tzara. Tzara is from the first Yibum of his brother Shimon who died. Tzaras Tzara means when there's a Yibum from the second brother who is Miyabim, the wife of the first Yovam. And then he died. So that's a din. Ad Oilam. That means it can happen 10 stages afterwards. We could have now the co-wife of this second Tzara. And there's a fourth brother that's going to be Miyavim her, and he has other wives. Well, those wives are also. Because we treat all the Tzaras as the same status of as the Erev itself. But maybe it's just like the Erev is also an Asa is the whole household, so too the Tzaras is also the entire household. There's a lot of wonderful Torah on this in the Sechas Yevamos. But I'll call upon it, that's the Halach of a Mishnah. So now we're going to say the 15 Arayas that could be married to his brother, and therefore, once his brother dies, he will not be able to do Yibam. Either his brother married his daughter, or Basbito, he married his granddaughter, the granddaughter of this person, we'll call him Reuven. Or his brother married Reuven's Basbino, his granddaughter from his son. Bas Ishto, his wife's daughter. Basbino uvas bito. It's halacha, you're not allowed to marry a wife and her daughter. Or a wife and a granddaughter. So if his brother married his wife's daughter, then he can't do Yibam because now it's going to be his wife's daughter. Chamoisei, his brother married his mother-in-law, Em Chamoisei, Em Chomif, or married his mother-in-law's mother, or father-in-law's mother. The same idea is Isho Bito, you can't marry, whether it's his wife is the mother and her daughter, or his wife is the daughter and her mother. In both ways, it's a sach hakol, you can have a mother and a daughter. Achayse me'imoy, he had a maternal mother, and this was a brother who was a paternal brother. So his brother's allowed to marry this, he had a maternal sister. He had a sister from his mother, and a brother from his father. So his brother's allowed to marry the sister, because they have no common parents. And then afterwards, the brother died, so now his maternal sister is going to fall to him to Yibam. Ein malasot. Achos ishtoy, sorry, the sister of his wife, he can't marry two sisters. Eishes achos mi'imoy, a brother that was not a paternal mother, a brother, it was the wife of a brother, but who was a mother only from the common mother, not from the common father. Eishes el shalei b'lamoy. Another case is that Yovam died, so all the brothers have to do Yibam v'chalitza. What happens if there was a brother that did not exist at the time of the Yibam, he was only born later? He does not have any heter to do the Yovam. So that brother, in relation to the wives of his deceased brothers that already had to go through the Yibam process before he was even born, those wives are also to him. As the heter takes effect at the time of the death of the brother. If the brother did not exist, he can't come and change. If we wouldn't hold like this, it would be very complicated because you have a situation that there's a yavam, no brothers, okay, so get remarried. And in the meantime, the grandmother gives birth to another brother, everything becomes us. It's not Dalke Noyam. Yeah, but okay, other explanations for that. Anyway, all these Harei Poitras are saying, not only they are potter from Yibam, but their co-wives are potter from Yibam. But Tzarsar is saying, if another brother married the co-wife and he dies, then all his co-wives are also awesome. And a chalitza, and a Yibam, there's no chalitza, there's no Yibam. The mutter to marry whoever they want, at seifa oilam, doesn't make any difference how many times this happens. Ukulam and Mesu, all these cases, if the one that was also did die, in other words, his brother was married to his daughter and another wife, and his daughter died before the brother died. So here, at the time of the death of the brother, he was not married to the daughter. So it would be welcome to say, there would be room to say, that since at one point in the marriage, he was married to Mr. Reuven's daughter, then there's no Yibam. No, we say we look at the state of the marriage at the time of the death of the brother. At the time of the death of the brother, he was not married to the daughter of Reuven, even though previously he was. The second wife could be Ms. Yabemis. So whether the first wife died, or Mianu, or she was a minor, they made a condition to their abundance, and she went home and abrogated, or whatever you call it, dissolved the marriage. On his gashu, they had a get. As long as they did this, Nimsu Islandis, she was found to be a woman that cannot have children, and that also annuls the marriage. All these things, so it's saying, Mutarois, the Saras, Amuta, because once again, at the time of the Yibam, there was no erva in the household anymore. That was history. His mother-in-law's father cannot be islandess, because islandess means that she cannot have children. You can have a mother-in-law from a woman that can't have children. I think we can figure that out by ourselves. Or it also can't be, a mother-in-law can't be a katana, because katana can't give birth. So those two things do not apply by the mother-in-laws and mother-in-law's mothers.